Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. And now get early access to Memorial Day deals. Save 30% on our most popular smart bed, i8. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
A honeymoon adventure in Australia's Great Barrier Reef. What an amazing honeymoon that would be. Going down, seeing the ocean life, experiencing something that may be just a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you, and you get to share it with a person you love, right? It's a honeymoon. It should be a great moment in time. Not so much for Gabe and Tina Watson, as their honeymoon didn't end that way, and this was a death that actually ended below the surface, where at the end of the day, only one of the two came back up. Joining me to discuss, Adam and Kim Davis, two of the hosts of Slaycation Podcast. Okay, I'm going to ask, who didn't come back up?
It was Mrs. Tina Watson.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. I also want to mention, too, that as exciting as diving in the Great Barrier Reef was, she didn't seem to share that same enthusiasm for diving in general. But she loved her husband very much and wanted to please him and felt that they...
I can't even get Kim to come see me play hockey.
This guy
loved diving so much, and then he arranged to take his on his honeymoon, brand new bride to the Great Barrier Reef for this very, advanced dive. And she had taken a couple of dive lessons and had the most basic understanding of diving. Was terrified, but he was insisting that she do it. And then on top of it, he gamed the system because they're supposed to be interviewed and talk about their level of diving with the
experience,
the diving pros. And he was able to get around that and do all their interviews together, not separate, and insist that he could take care of her and she'd be fine and that she was more experienced than she really was. And despite all her worries and stuff, she went along, and very immediately things went bad.
On the surface, that's all we know, you could look at that and go, well, maybe this is a real, pushy, kind of zealous guy who thinks he's Superman and he can handle anything. And she's not super experienced, but she's enough, and I got her back. one could go, this is arrogance that got out of hand and, you know, ended up in tragedy. But I'm assuming there's a little more evidence than just that that points to this being something nefarious and more in the line of
Well, murder. You know, the interesting thing about this case was there really wasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, look, he sounded like a jerk off. I'm not going to lie. And, you know, it was pretty evident that, you know, he was kind of full of himself.
Okay.
But I don't know that the evidence supported that he was.
I mean, there was an eyewitness who saw what looked like him struggling with her and maybe taking off her, like, you know, could it be, you know, she was panicking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's trying to, quote unquote, help her. But somebody was like, it looked like he was trying to take off her,
right, her breathing,
her breathing apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So was that the case? Also, she started to go down. He went back up.
Right.
He didn't go down and try to get her, right, and bring her up.
Right.
So he went back to the boat.
Right.
And then told them, oh, she's having trouble. And people on the boat, the dive crew had to go down and get her. At that point, she'd already been like laying on the bottom.
Right. So there's a lot of suspicion.
Okay, that's a little suspicious. Right. Especially, I mean, it's one thing if he's an inexperienced diver, like, I can't get down there. I don't know. Right. Somebody go help.
But he was.
Yeah, he was. That's the thing.
I mean, and that was, well, you see, that was sort of the back and forth between the prosecution and the defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that you could look at it and sort of dissect it and say, well, it does feel like he could be guilty. He could have done it.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was very murky.
Malfunctioning equipment.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so this case is great to listen to because it really, like, and again, the way we work our show is like Kim knows the case, Jerry, who you've interviewed. Yeah. He knows the case. I don't know anything about the cases. So they're telling me the cases and I'm responding in real time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, as they were walking me through this case, I was like, oh, he did it. Oh, he didn't do it. Oh, right. He did it. Oh, it's an accident. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Why would they? And they're railroading him. I still don't 100% know.
Right.
What was his response? What was his excuse for getting back in the boat while she slowly sinks to the bottom? And he knows how to go. I mean, he has the ability to do this. He has the knowledge and how to go pull her up.
Well, you know, he's certified for diving, but he's not certified for rescuing. I mean, when it turns into a rescue thing, he's probably not able. I mean, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So we had somebody who's a diving, she's a diver, longtime diver. She wrote to the show and she was like, you know, that's a very different certification. Like he might be an expert diver to go down and come up, but like to go and rescue somebody who's stressed out and freaking out or hyperventilated and passed out or whatever.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have that training. So I think, you know, the idea was, oh, he went to go find someone who could do that.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, he was.
So that was the
trying excuse to get help.
Yeah, I'm getting help. Mm-hmm. But you know, every second underwater is.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like one of those things where it's like I'm not certified. Good luck.
Right. You know? Yeah, exactly.
It's like if it's your wife and you're on your honeymoon, it'd be like, who cares? Like, give it a shot.
Yeah.
But
at some point, this is the worst honeymoon went through his head. But
right.
Yeah, and then the thing is, he was wanted in Australia, but he came back to the States, right?
Oh, yeah, no, he did. And then there was a whole thing with getting him extradited and, you know, his attorneys, and it was a whole thing.
But then he went back on his own.
Right, right.
And faced the music.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.